only thing the thief left behind. Moon in my window. This is a poem by Ryokan. He lived in the 18th century. And it's along with Dogen and Hakuin, one of the three giants of Zen in Japan. He was a pilgrim, a hermit, and a beggar. He was one of the numberless spiritual practitioners who gave up secular life to practice humility in search for the highest truth. Picking violets by the side of the road, I forgot my bowl again. Please, nobody pick it up, my lonely little bowl. A poem that gives the feel of Ryokan's life as a recluse. My hut lies in the middle of a dense forest. Every year the green ivy grows longer. No news of the affairs of men. Only the occasional song of the woodcutter. The sun shines and I mend my robe. When the moon comes out, I read the Buddha's poems. If you have nothing to report, I have nothing to report, my friends. If you want to find the meaning, stop chasing after so many things. At the same time, evoking nostalgia for our true home. Forgetting myself, returning home, living in leisure. A cold night, sitting alone in my empty room, filled only with incense smoke. Outside, a bamboo grove of 100 trees. On the bed, several volumes of poetry. The moon shines from the top of the window, and the entire neighborhood is still, except for the cry of insects. Looking at this scene, limitless emotion, but no word. He's called Daigu, great fool. Humility is the highest means to selflessness, clarity, and compassion. Through his utter modest and unaffected life, Ryokan unfolds a vast realm of serenity that can inspire us all. A poem of his that captures his mood. I play pulling weeds with children, having fun with one, another one, another one. After my companions have gone, a bright moon overwhelms the naked autumn. There's also play in our life, with nuances of melancholia. As much as it gives, shifts, loosens, or wavers, as we actually engage reality and its impermanence. Gary Snyder says, the real play is in the act of going totally off the trail, away from any trace of human or animal regularity, aimed at some practical or spiritual purpose. This is how we meet what is authentic. Only thing the thief left behind, moon in my window. This is a poem written by Ryokan after a thief robbed his hut. This haiku deals with loss and how we cope with it. When something is lost, immediately we feel the urge to replace it. We immediately rush to replace that very thing, not having to deal with the emotion of loss, pretending it did not happen. We cannot bear separation from things we get attached to. Big headache. Only when we are taken away, only when they are taken away, we become aware that we are attached, not before. Not so with Ryokan, who lived in utter simplicity, no possessions but his bowl. Yet he would not swap with anyone in the world. A shining window belonged the green pines, jade palaces or vermilion towers can't compete with it. The old man built a flimsy hut of grass and branches as his dwelling on the side of a mountain whose weather is more vast and unpredictable than any tiny human effort, and fully offering himself to impermanence, he enjoyed being at rest. Can we be like Ryokan, facing emptiness, enduring emptiness, even for only an instant? Using Manjushri's sword that kills and gives life, kills delusion and gives life. Ask yourself, what is the one thing I cannot live without? Cut it off, let it go right away. This is your hindrance, your attachment. Any object you are attached to right away, let it go. Zazen, the gate of response, repose and joy, enabling you to rest in clear, empty awareness. You can start learning how to live there like Ryokan in his hut, boundless, free, serene. Wherever you go, you make it your home. Wherever you go is your zendo. Back to the poem. The Dharma question is, who is the thief? The thief resides in all of us, clearly manifested in his grasping. We see the greed involved and can do nothing but shed tears of compassion for all this thief has done to ourselves and others. A prisoner in our outreach program, Uraku, with whom I have correspondence, composed the following poem. Under a full moon, a selfish thief sees not forgiveness offered freely in silent teardrops. illuminated by rays of eternal compassion, the Bodhisattva Ryokan, immersed in selfless love, offers the full moon as well. The thief, our ego, our thief nature, enlightenment, our Buddha nature. How vast is the heaven of boundless samadhi? How bright and transparent the moonlight of wisdom, Aquin. Who is the thief? Was meant to be a corn. Those who read it would awaken to their true self nature. The thief took all Ryokan's possessions. Why didn't he take the full moon as well? This beautiful poem by Horaku skillfully fathoms the thief's suffering, but it is Ryokan who demonstrates compassion and wisdom. Alas, Ryokan suffered a loss, and he touched his own pain, and through that the pain of the whole world, and felt compassion for the thief. Ryokan sensed the thief's unawakened state, his deprivation, his lack and desperation, seeking satisfaction. At the same time, forgiving him. Not only this, but wishing he would have taken the full moon as well, symbol for enlightenment, in order to really feel complete. This shows Ryokan's profound state of enlightenment, his wisdom and compassion, breaking down the barrier between the thief and him, forgetting his own loss, forgiving the thief, arousing the thought of enlightenment, saving all sentient beings, including the thief. For him, not only leaving empty-handed, but not empty-hearted as well. Whatever we see, whatever we grasp with our sense organs and consciousness is illusion. When we see this, we are released from attachment to our limited view, to what we have, what we think we own. Ryokan understood this. Since everything is the self, it is impossible to steal and it is impossible to be robbed. All suffering comes from wanting your own happiness. Complete awakening arises from helping others. Completely exchanging your happiness for the suffering of others. Path of the Buddhas. Be one of them, one with them. Desire nothing, possess nothing, will nothing. Concluding with one of Ryokan's poems. On a quiet evening in my thatch-roofed hut, alone, I play a lute with no string. Its melody enters wind and cloud, mingles deeply with a flowing stream, fills out the dark valley, blows through the vast forest, then disappears. Other than those who hear emptiness, who will capture this rare sound?